Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. What makes a one-on-one conversation great with one of your team members? Lots. And I absolutely love one-on-one conversations with team members, especially when they are regularly scheduled. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. If you're not doing one-on-one conversations with your employees, I highly suggest you do it. If you have a lot of employees, this might be once a month for 30 minutes. If you have a handful of employees, or maybe you're a smaller organization, you may want to do a one-on-one weekly, depending on everybody's roles. But these are a powerful tool in your leadership toolkit, trust me. They are how and where trust is built so that you can get feedback as much as you're providing feedback. Yes, we want feedback on ourselves, how we're leading, if we're providing the team what they need, you know, making sure everybody understands priorities, goals are set together, and also aligned with the organization or team's vision or goals. And if one-on-ones are done really well, people tend to feel good. They feel heard, seen, and most importantly, valued, that they're part of the organization for a reason and they know their purpose and their why. But just having a one-on-one meeting doesn't make it meaningful. Especially if all you're doing is doing the checklist. How's this coming? How's this coming? How's this coming? How's this coming? Or why is this not done? The difference is how you show up in these one-on-one meetings. So what makes a great one-on-one meeting beyond a task list? Well, we want you to be present, not just prepared with that agenda that you have. So the agenda needs to be adaptable, meaning it shouldn't just be like it's this, 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 and this, and it's the same thing every time. But it's about learning about what they need. So your presence really matters here more than it does about their performance. So when you are doing one-on-one meetings too, by the way, put away the devices, shut things off, and listen actively. You've heard me talk about active listening a lot, and it's really important that you are focused on them like they're the only thing that matters that day. Be part of that conversation. So do not multitask. Do not say, oh, hold on a second because someone's phoning you. No, but everything on D&D, unless, do not disturb, unless you're expecting that most urgent phone call from your doctor or something, and then you let them know that that might happen. We want that person to know that they are valued and we want to hear from them. We need to make space in the agenda, which is why I call it an adaptable agenda, for things that are relationship builders or for things that are about them. So, for example, it's not just about updates on things, but maybe you ask questions such as, so what's on your mind today? Or what went really well this week? I love starting with wins. We should celebrate more wins than we do, whether they be small or large. So what's going well is a great way to find out how they're doing and celebrating a win of any kind. Then you could ask questions such as what challenges or roadblocks are actually stopping you from achieving your goals so that you can actually look at that with them and not just say, oh, you haven't met it yet? Okay, we'll follow up next week. You can brainstorm ideas to help break down those barriers. You could also ask questions such as, so what improvements do you see that I could make as your leader? Or what improvements do you feel we could make for process ABC or for the team? It signals to the employee that you're not just, again, checking a checkbox on your agenda, but you care about what they have to say, what their concerns are, what their brainstorming ideas are, and not just about the work checklist. And when you do end these one-on-one meetings, you really want to recap key takeaways, if there's next steps or actions, including yours, because it shouldn't be a one-sided conversation, and anything that either one of you needs to follow up on. It does help you both actually walk away feeling really aligned and not just being, again, that checkbox. So remember, too, if you create those actions or those follow-ups for yourself and your employee, you need to follow up. So if this might be in that next one-on-one meeting, but if it is something that needs to be done earlier than that, you need to make sure you're following up on what you promised you would, but also with whatever it is that you help them set as a goal for themselves. You need to do these things together. Keep those actions as promised. So just a quick story. I once did have a leader who did, when they had one-on-one conversations with me, always started with an awesome question, which I love. And it is, how are you doing really? And at first it feels uncomfortable because if you don't have a trust factor, you just want to be very polite and say, oh, I'm doing fine. But the piece here that really changes the question is the really part of it. Over time, I understood that they really did want to know how I was actually doing. So was I stressed? Was I happy? Did I see roadblocks? Did I want a new career move? Did I feel stuck? And that then made me feel much more value beyond the task list and understood too that there was a bit of a career conversation because I loved to do new things all the time. And it also allows people to address overload of work, which in my case, at more than one point in my career, I had huge overloads of work. And so it was really great to be able to talk to this person through what was going on. So considering everything I just mentioned, I want you to have a challenge as per normal for this week. So if you don't already have one-on-one meetings with your team members, I want you to consider setting them up and just making sure it's not just about the task list. If you already have that, I want you to consider what is one small change that you can make to improve those one-on-ones. Anything. Maybe if you don't ask, if they have any safety ideas, you start asking, is there any safety concerns? Maybe that's your improvement. Again, we're looking at what they need in order to feel safe at work, whether that be ergonomics in the office, psychological safety, or physical safety. If this resonated with you, this tip, I would love to hear your thoughts on it. And we can keep that conversation going. You can also join us in my brand new leadership community with leaders of all levels for leaders of all levels, where we dive into topics like this and have conversations and share thoughts every week. It's a space now that is being used to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders who are doing just the same hard work as you with the heart that you have. It is brand new. So if this does sound like something you'd love to benefit from, you can visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info, or you can find more information in the Amplifying Leadership podcast notes. That is our Tip Thursday for Tara this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.